Hi there, it's Johnson Family Time. Come on, let's go down to Happy Chickasola Town. It's a place you'll like to visit often. Papa Johnson and his purple people eaters are causing quite a stir there now. We'll take off in just a moment, but first a moment here. Well, if you'll remember, Papa Johnson and the Professor Potash both claim that they see a purple people eater each evening before they retire. The difference being that everything the purple people eater that the professor sees, everything that he tells the professor, happens backwards. And everything that Papa Johnson's purple people eater talks about comes true. However, the fact that the two have seen these tiny moon men, no taller than your thumb, has caused quite a commotion in town. And the lawyer Philpotts has asked Mr. IQ, the town psychiatrist, to call on Papa Johnson. We'll find them now in the living room of the Johnson home if you care to stop by.
Can I naturally felt that, being that Miss Philpotts is a friend of mine, being that you're a friend of mine, that it wouldn't hurt for me to drop by and talk things over with you and see how you were feeling and all of those things. I heartily hope that you agree with me, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, yes, sir. I agree with you, but you ain't gonna believe what I gonna tell you.
Is that so?
Yes, sir. I'm afraid that's so, sir.
Well, now, why don't you tell me, Mr. Johnson, and let's see if I believe it.
Well, all right, sir. Here goes. Here come the professor. I'm glad he come in. He was back there in the kitchen having a piece of strawberry pie, and I didn't want to interrupt him, because the one thing that makes him mad is somebody interrupt him when he eating strawberry pie. Come on in, professor.
Oh, good. Oh, I was going to say good day, but might be a bad day. I didn't know you had a doctor.
Well, this gentleman, he done dropped in at the request of the lawyer Philpotts.
Yes, indeed. You see, it's like this. And Miss Philpotts is a very good friend of mine, and I'm a very good friend of Miss Philpotts, and we is a very good friend to each other. And Miss Philpotts feels that he is a very good friend of Miss Johnson, and Miss Johnson, of course, being a very good friend of Miss Philpotts, everything jived, and I thought I would come over at the request of Miss Philpotts. Is that all right with you, Miss Professor?
Oh, it's all right with me. Yes, sir. Did your purple people eater tell you about this, Miss Johnson?
Yeah, he said that I would receive a strange and unwelcome, that is, a strange visitor.
Mine told me that I wouldn't be having no company today. But everything he tell me happened backwards. And, so they both jive, don't they?
Yeah.
Now, gentlemen, let me tell you this now. I is not here to cause any consternation, any trouble, anything like that, because anything that I does for the welfare of whoever it may be to whom I am speaking. Now, in this case, you has both been seeing a man from the moon by the name of Purple People Eaters. Now, Miss Johnson, I want you to tell me the whole thing from the beginning to the end. I want to probe this whole thing into the innermost sanctums of the human head.
Now, before I come in telling you the whole thing, sir, if you don't mind excusing me, I wonder if you would mind me asking you a few questions.
That's highly impractical, and it has not been done lately, but I guess that I could stand still for a few questions.
Yeah.
Go on, Miss Johnson, pop them to him.
Mr. IQ, tell me this. Now, how does you know, by asking me questions, what goes on in my brain and all that? How is you going to help me?
Well, now, Miss Johnson, I am a psychiatrist, and we have studied the art of psychiatry to such extent that we can probe the innermost sanctuary of your brain, what is known as the cerebrum, And that's going way on the inside. That's going through all the gates and everything, right on down in there, so way we know what's going on inside your head. Now, that is why a psychiatrist come to a man, and a man come to a psychiatrist, is so that psychiatrist can tell that man what the matter with his head bone, you see.
Yes, I understand that, but how does you know? How does you know when you have been gone in there? How does you get in there?
Well, there are certain keys that unlocks the locks of the cerebrum, of the inner sanctum of the head. Now, to get into the inner sanctum of the head, you naturally gotta have the keys that unlock them locks that get you in there. You see, everything in there all locked up tight, you see. A lot of times, the subject and the patient himself do not know what is in there, and that would cause him to be crazy. I mean, I don't mean that you're crazy, Miss Johnson, exactly, but that is the way it happened. You see, something go on in there, don't nobody know what in there causing the trouble and the disturbance, and then it's up to the psychiatrist to take them keys and open up the place and go on in there to the inner sanctum of the head and find out what's going on in there.
Well, where is you going to get the keys?
Well, now, that's exactly what I was coming to, Miss John. You get the keys by asking certain questions of the patient. I don't mean that you is a patient, Miss John, in the sense of the word. You is, in this case, a subject. We have not got you yet to the patient class. After I ask you a few questions, I might put you in the patient department. But right now, you is just what is known as the subject, you see.
Well, what is I?
You ain't nothing. I mean, if you is, when you is... At this time, you is a friend of Mr. Johnson's, let's put it that way, and due to the fact that you have seen these people too, we have probably had to conduct a double exposure here before we get through with the thing. But first, Mr. Johnson, I want to ask you some questions, and you will please answer them to the best of your ability, please.
Well, there's one more question I'd like to ask you. After you done gone into the sanctimonium, or the head bone, what did you do then?
Then once we know what is in there causing the disturbance, then we remove that. We talk to the patient in such a way that is removed. And once that is removed, Miss Johnson, once we get rid of that, then the patient spring back to normal again and pays, then we release them.
Okay. Now you can start asking me questions.
Mr. Johnson, I understand now that every night before you go to bed that one of these here purple people either sit on the windowsill and y'all have a conversation along with each other and that you win horse races and all that with him.
Well, you know how rich I is.
Mr. Johnson, I ain't asking you how rich is you.
Well, I won them last two races. I must have anyway $10,000 right now.
That's very fine, Mr. Johnson. That's very nice, and I'm glad to hear that. That's an important thing in any kind of psychiatric treatment is to know that the patient got money, because that make the man that's doing the psychiatric treatment with the patient, that make him work with a whole lot harder than he ordinarily would, because naturally he got something to do but make a living too. You understand that, don't you, Miss Johnson?
Yes, I understand all them things, sir.
Thank you very much. Now we go along with the questioning. Let me see now. Where was the last time that you see the purple people eater?
The last time that I see the purple people either, he was on the windowsill. That was last night.
Now, Miss Johnson, I write that down. Last night. Now, Miss Johnson, I want to ask you one more question, if I may, please. What kind of a conversation did you and the purple people either have last night?
Well, the purple people either last night told me that I was going to have an undistinguished visitor, and that he was a fate, and not to pay no attention to him, to go along with him, but that he didn't know what he was doing, and that his name would be Mr. IQ, and that he didn't know his business, and that he really won't know showing up. Psychiatrist, after all, that he done escaped from the chain gang down yonder in Georgia, and then come around telling everybody that he know his business, which he don't.
Mr. Johnson, I feel that under the circumstances involved here, that this purple people either is a mess, This is the first time I tell you what I go have to do, Miss John. I go have to come back tomorrow, and then I go go the whole thing with you tomorrow if you can catch me. That is, if I see if y'all is home. I had to go now, Miss John. Good day. It was nice to talk to both of y'all. Y'all be good now. Here, now I gotta go. So long, gentlemen.
And what happens after that makes up the fun on the Johnson family at the same time tomorrow. I'll be back in a moment. For a moment, first a moment here. The Johnson family will return at the same time tomorrow. Thank you for today, and goodbye, everybody.